Our epistle for this 23rd Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 3, verses 17 through 21, and chapter 4, verses 1, 2, and 3. Brethren, be imitators of me and mark those who walk after the pattern you have in us. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is ruin, their God is the belly, their glory is in their shame, they mind the things of the earth. But our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly await a Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, who will refashion the body of our lowliness, conforming it to the body of his glory, by exerting the power by which he is able also to subject all things to himself. So then, my brethren, beloved and longed for, my joy and my crown, stand fast in the Lord, beloved. I entreat Imvodia and I exhort Syntyche to be of one mind in the Lord. I beseech thee also, my loyal comrade, help them, for they have toiled with me in the gospel, as have Clement and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 9, verses 18 to 26. At that time, Jesus was speaking to the crowds. Behold, a ruler came up and worshipped him, saying, Lord, my daughter has just now died, but come and lay thy hand upon her, and she will return to life. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. Now a woman who for 12 years had been suffering from hemorrhage came up behind him and touched the tassel of his cloak, saying to herself, If I touch but his cloak, I shall be saved. But Jesus, turning and seeing her, said, Take courage, daughter, thy faith has saved thee. And the woman was restored to health from that moment. And when Jesus came to the ruler's house and saw the flute players and the crowd making a din, he said, Begone, the girl is asleep, not dead. And they laughed him to scorn. But when the crowd had been put out, he went in and took her by the hand, and the girl arose. And the report of this spread throughout all the district. Thus far the words of today's epistle and Holy Gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. But our citizenship is in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, there are things that we have control over and things that we do not have control over. It is important for us to understand this in order so that we will get through life properly. The things that we do not have control over, it is important for us to abide, whether it be to offer it up, to go along with it, resist it. The things that we do have control over, we have an obligation to perform to the best of our ability. What are the things that we have control over or that we don't have control over? Let's start with that first. We don't have really control over others. We can influence others. the greater the influence that we have on account of friendship, closeness, relatives, parental care, guardianship, though being in a superior position. But you still can't control somebody. This is the way God has designed us. God has given us a free will. We cannot control the weather, when it rains or when the sun shines. We cannot control the temperature. But the one thing that we can control, of the list of things that we have control over, the top thing is our love for God. How much do you love God today? Do you love God more today than you did yesterday? And will you love Him more tomorrow than you do today? It's very simply put, but it's a serious question, which, when we stop for a moment and examine the answer that we must give, we find ourselves lacking. Today we are presented in the epistle two categories of people. Two. Those that are enemies of the cross of Christ, and those that are citizens of heaven. St. Paul says, "For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and I'll tell you, even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is ruin, their God is the belly, their glory is in their shame. They mind the things of earth." Remember a few Sundays ago we talked about order, having things in right and proper order? That's in disorder. The things of earth and the things of men are first and foremost. It is here important for us not to be tempted into the distraction of pointing fingers, but to examine ourselves, because we have control over this person. If we are busy looking at others and judging, which we shouldn't do, that's God's job, then we cannot see to our purpose. We cannot fulfill our calling. We cannot see to the things that we have control over and making sure that we control them properly. In today's gospel, there's a man who has a situation that he has no control over. He's a father of a daughter who died. Parents can only understand this. Of course, those parents that have lost children can understand it the best. This man does not know what to do. He just lost his daughter. He makes his way through the crowd. And he's the leader of one of the people. Obviously, his importance, they notice it. Falls down before our Lord and says, "My daughter has just died." But he doesn't leave it there. He says, "But if you come with me and lay your hands on her, she will live." And what happens? Our Lord sees the earnest prayer. The man is not praying for himself. Directly, indirectly perhaps. He's praying for his daughter. That his daughter is dead. And our Lord rises up immediately. And his disciples all stand up because they're following Christ wherever he goes, and they start heading towards this man's house. And on his way there, a woman who's had some medical issues sees our Lord, had seen the work that the Lord had done, the miracles, people being cured, devils being expelled. And so she says to herself, if I but just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be saved. She knew, as it stated in Scripture, that power went forth from him. And so she made her way through the crowd, but did it a little differently. He was a ruler. People made a way for him. And falling down before the Lord, he prayed, but she did it silently, perhaps because of shame or fear or both. And when she touched his garment, he stopped and turned and looked at her. And he said to her, take courage, daughter. Thy faith has saved thee. Yes, thy faith in me, but your faith has saved. That woman had control over her faith, and she believed. And in that belief, she put forth an action. And that action produced a result. The man had faith. He knew where our Lord was. He put that faith into action, and we see a result. His daughter is raised from the dead. She is cured of her ailment. The woman. Whenever we read Scripture, we can't read it like a story that has happened so many years ago. No, we have to read it and apply it. Remember what it says in Scriptures, these things are written for your instruction. So how do we apply this? Well, we need to check our faith. Understand where we are. And understand who we have before us through the eyes of faith. And then take action. If touching the hem of his garment produced a result, falling down before him produced a result, as we read in the gospel today, what should receiving him produce for us if we have faith? And we pursue it. That opportunity, my dear friends, that we have, we have control over. We have control over it every time we go to Mass. Every Mass we go to. Every time we go to communion. Every communion that we receive. Every time we receive Him. We have that choice today. Now, How will we make use of this opportunity? This situation that we have control over by His grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.